The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, gardeners. My name is Leslie Miller, and I'm the author of the Wildlife Gardening Journal. Today I'm going to talk about how to help our American bumblebees. In my gardens, bumblebees are some of my favorite visitors. Besides being exceptional pollinators, I think they're incredibly beautiful insects. I liken them to flying school buses because they don't appear to be particularly aerodynamic, and yet there they are, buzzing away in short flights between my flowers. Unfortunately, American bumblebees are becoming harder to find in parts of their historic range. As gardeners, there are things we can do to help. About American bumblebees. American bumblebees, scientific name Bombus pennsylvanicus, are one of the most widespread bumblebees in North America. They're found in most states and parts of Canada. One place you won't find them is in the very far mountain west, because their primary habitat is open fields and farmlands. It's classified as a long-tongued bee. A fairly large bumblebee, queens, workers, and males all have different color patterns of black and gold, so it's best to try to use an online guide to try to identify them. American bumblebees pollinate vegetables, fruit trees, and flowers. In my yard, I've noticed that they have a preference for native flowers, including New World plants like tomatoes and squash. These bees are so gentle, I can't imagine being stung by one. When I'm taking pictures, I get my cameras so close to them, I can almost touch them, but I've never been stung. Why are they rare? There is discussion in the scientific community about adding Bombus pennsylvanicus to the endangered species list. It's all but disappeared in some areas, particularly in northern regions. There are many factors contributing to this decline, including climate change, pesticide use, and habitat loss. Diseases brought from foreign bee species may also be contributing. How do I help bumblebees? Gardeners can make a difference. Our actions can help maintain our native bee populations, perhaps even helping to increase their numbers. There are several things that we can do. Bumblebees are champion pollinators, so they've evolved with native plants. Give them native flowers and trees, sunflowers, coneflowers, monarda, and other bee-attracting plants. Bumblebees nest in tangles of tall grass or in the undisturbed ground, so mowing may destroy their nests, as will tilling. Leave a few wild areas in your yard or gardens where bees can nest undisturbed. Pesticides and bug zappers will kill them indiscriminately. So to summarize, plant native plants, flowers, and trees. Avoid using pesticides. Leave nesting habitat undisturbed. Don't till. Don't use bug zappers. By taking these steps, hopefully you too can be lucky enough to get bumblebees visiting your gardens.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.